One photo every day for a year. That's Danielle Donder's goal. On January 20th, the auto blogger got out her camera and started snapping. She's capturing it all, from the Parliament buildings to Thomas the Tank Engine, freshly folded laundry to Barack Obama's motorcade. It's called Project 365, and today is the halfway point of her project. Danielle joins me in studio this afternoon with her Nikon D40 in hand, and she's been snapping away in the studio so far. Danielle, welcome.
Thanks, Adrian.
Thanks for coming in. Where did you get the idea for Project 365?
Well, I got it from CBC Radio,
but of course.
I was listening to Spark, one of my favorite programs.
Yeah.
And
it inspired you.
Nora Young always inspires me. She was talking about a guy who was taking Polaroids. He took one Polaroid a day for like 10 years or something like that. Polaroids, before digital. And I was intrigued by the idea, and I had heard about Project 365, so I went on the internet, I looked around, I spent a lot of time on the internet already. I've been writing a blog for about 4 years at the time. I'm the mom to three little kids, I write a blog full-time, I work full-time, so I needed something to keep me entertained. There we go.
You say you were intrigued. I think I heard that program as well.
Yeah.
And I didn't start taking photos afterwards, so what was it about it that so intrigued you?
I was fascinated by the concept of taking a picture a day and looking back over the year and then seeing, you know, the different things. Because, like I said, as a mom, I watch the changes in the boys every day, and yet I forget day to day. You know, they've changed so much in a week, in a month. So I started out wanting to improve my photographic skills just as a family photographer, but really got just totally sucked in by the whole project.
You're at day 183.
It's true.
So you've had a little bit of time, I would imagine, to reflect on what you've been doing. Yeah. What have you learned so far?
I have learned that I am both a better and not nearly as good a photographer as I thought I was.
Okay. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, yeah, I mean, my skills have obviously improved, and it's a hard slog. You know, some days you hate the project, some days you take a picture and you think, wow, I could be, I'm the next Karsh, look at me go. My photographic skills have improved. I've been lucky that other people have said they've started a Project 365 because they've been inspired by what I was doing.
Wonderful.
So yeah, it's been really great.
And I'm wondering if you're noticing things more. I don't know whether it's the light or if you're noticing different angles.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, for one thing, when I have to take a picture every single day, I'm always looking for the next image. You know, so I look at things differently. I'm looking up at things when I'm walking downtown, walking down a street I've walked down 1,000 times before, and I see architectural details that I never noticed. And the light changes, you know, from season to season. I've been doing this since January, but the light in June is so much more beautiful than the light in January. The light at 6 o'clock in the evening is so much more beautiful than the light at 10 o'clock in the morning. So, yeah.
Are you noticing there's a theme to your photos, or do you have some main subjects that you're...
Well, like I said, the boys. It's funny. I started out wanting to increase my repertoire beyond the boys, and now that I've sort of built up my skills, I realize that what I really want to do is take more better pictures of the boys.
Mm-hmm.
But I also, I've got about 50 pictures of the Parliament buildings just because they're so beautiful and I work nearby. I like nature pictures. I like architecture pictures. I like details. I like to notice maybe a different angle or something that a familiar object you might have not seen in this particular way.
Being a human being, you
yes.
know, which you are,
yes. Last time I checked.
Sometimes you get bored. Sometimes it's difficult to do the thing that you're expected to do every single day. Have you ever wanted to take a day off?
Yes. Usually I want to take a day off when it's 6:30 and nobody's had dinner yet and the kids are crying and I'm in a bad mood. And yeah, but the whole point of the project is to take a picture every day. And so far, I've managed to do it. So
you have discipline.
I'm stubborn.
What do your kids think about this?
We were walking along and the boys lose. Where's mommy? Where's mommy? Oh, there she is. She's just stopped to take a picture again. So
the thrill is gone for them?
I asked them before we were leaving. Mommy's going to be on the radio. You have to listen to mommy on the radio. And they said, oh, you're going to be talking about your pictures. And I said, yeah, what do you think? And he says, yeah, we're okay with it, I guess. So that pretty much sums it up.
What's the photo for today?
Probably you guys.
Really?
I took a nice picture of everybody behind the scenes here, and I got a nice picture of you. I don't usually decide until I go home, and you know, I can see the LCD display, but I like to go home and look at them in the computer. But this is a pretty momentous day for me, so I think, somehow my appearance here will feature.
What are some photography tips you have for folks out there who maybe want to follow in your... your footsteps.
I think you should absolutely do a Project 365. Mm-hmm. Or if a Project 365 is too much, try a Project 52, a picture mm-hmm. a picture every week for a year. But, you know, simple things like try looking at things from a different perspective. Get down on your knees and take a picture. I get down on my knees in York Street and take pictures of the cracks in the sidewalk sometimes because they're mm-hmm. intriguing to me. Don't be afraid to take a different kind of picture. Fill your frame. Get really close to things.
What's one different kind of picture that you have taken, you know, since beginning this project?
Well, get underneath the flower and shoot up towards the sky. That's mm-hmm. something that I wouldn't have done before.
Yeah. That's really interesting. Are you looking forward to the next 6 months?
Yes.
Yeah?
And no.
Anything? Yes and no. So yeah. Why yes and why no?
Yes, because I love it. I mean, I love the project. I love the people who I've met because of it. I love just the satisfaction of taking a good picture. But just no, because sometimes it's a matter of, oh my God, I don't even want to see that camera right now. You know, it gets to be a little tedious. Like anything, it goes in fits and starts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Any final thoughts? On this project of yours?
I think everybody should do it.
Yeah. Just like that.
Jump in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll take your, you know, I'll take your lead. I'll follow your lead.
Excellent. I'd love to see the pictures you come up with.
Danielle, it's nice of you to join us this afternoon. And good luck with the rest of the, 182 days?
That's it.
Okay.
It's been my pleasure.
All right. Thank you. Danielle Donders is an Ottawa blogger taking a photo every day for a year. You can find her at dannygirl.ca. That's DANIgirl.ca.